Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur-adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero-gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Youssef and welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast. It's Wednesday, the 29th of August, a day where the Australian share market closed 1% higher. I'll have more on that a little later with Jamie Hanna. But first, an unexpected drop in Australia's inflation figures has eased concerns of another imminent interest rate hike. The latest ABS data showed headline inflation falling from 4% to 3.8% in June. And trimmed mean inflation, which is the preferred measure by the Reserve Bank, as it measures underlying inflation without volatile items, remained steady at 3.6%, which is still much higher than the central bank's 2-3% target. For more on this, Raina Sarimpayat spoke with Harry Murphy-Cruz, who is the Economic Research and Global Trade Head at Oxford Economics Australia.
Firstly, I suppose talking in terms of being, you know, what you expected or coming as a surprise, how would you describe today's CPI figures?
On the whole, they were, you know, much better than expected. So this data release is really the kind of best snapshot we've had so far from what's been happening with the Middle East crisis in terms of the breadth of prices. So we know what's happened with oil. We know how that's fed through into diesel and petrol prices. What the RBA still kind of wanted more clarity on was what did those second and third round impacts of higher oil prices mean for things like the cost of production, higher input costs, transport costs, and whether those were going to get passed on to households. And really what we saw here is we were slightly more worried than perhaps we needed to be, because not only was the kind of breadth of inflation less than we anticipated, but when you look at things like the underlying measure of inflation, which is a broader measure of inflation, it's actually been ticking down quarter on quarter over the last few quarters. So good news pretty much all round for the RBA and households.
And those second round effects, they weren't reflected in the figures, but are they yet to come? Because we've seen oil prices tick up since.
Definitely a risk. So I suppose if we go back, let's say 3-4 months ago, when this was really kicking off, we kind of saw a bit of evidence that the pass through from those second and third round impacts were quicker than we expected. So like supersonic speed, firms realizing that these input costs had risen and then passing them on to households. That happened, but what we saw in the following months was less kind of, I suppose, uptake of that pass through onto households. And so that's what surprised us here, that it was a kind of flurry at the start and then a little bit more subdued from there. The risk is, yes, the conflict is kicking on again. Oil prices are picking up. You know, we know the fuel excise is coming back into full from next month. All of that adds some sort of upside risks to it. But certainly the fact that we've seen underlying inflation through the Q2 data be better than expected suggests that firms are not as willing to pass on some of those costs as anticipated.
So the big question, the Reserve Bank meets again in a few weeks. August the 11th is the next decision. What is your view on that?
So we were expecting them to hold ahead of this data release, and everything that we saw today reinforces that. So we do expect the RBA to keep rates where they are when they meet in August. We then also expect them to keep rates on hold into the future. We still expect the next move to be down, but really that's not going to come for quite some time, not until the back end of 2027 that we think inflation is going to be where it needs to be for the RBA to move. You know, it's worth noting, yes, everything in today's data was great. As you mentioned, there are risks that could see that jump back up. But also, we've got underlying inflation and headline inflation still well above the RBA's target band. So while there won't be a hike necessarily come August, we do think there'll be some time before we start to see any movement going down.
There is quite a divergence of views. I mean, some economists still see a potential rate hike maybe in November.
Yeah, it's a risk. I think one of the real concerns we're looking at, or maybe less of a concern, but one of the key things that we'll be factoring onto the RBA's decision making at the moment is, yes, it's the Middle East conflict, but we've also got still a pretty solid domestic inflation impulse still to come. That's why the RBA hiked earlier this year in response to those capacity constraints picking up in the back end of 2025. Those have diminished a little bit, but now we've got this mammoth pipeline of data center investment that's coming through. If that starts to squeeze those capacity constraints even more so, and we start to see that filter through into domestic inflation pressures over the coming months, then absolutely the RBA may be forced to hike again, be that in November or perhaps early next year.
And among the components making up the main figures today, what was of most surprise to you?
It was the overseas travel contributed less than anticipated. So, obviously, when you've got high oil prices, that feeds through into the cost of traveling around the world. That was actually unders relative to what we were anticipating. So that was a solid contribution coming through there that really did help. A lot of that, though, as I say, gets stripped out when we're looking at the underlying measure, which is what the RBA is caring most about. And that pretty much across the board was better than expected.
That was Harry Murphy-Cruise from Oxford Economics Australia.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.
Now to the Australian share market, which jumped after the inflation data release, the index reaching an intraday 5-month high. Though it pulled back in the afternoon, the ASX 200 still finished 1% higher. All sectors ended the session higher, led by healthcare and consumer discretionary. The reduced expectations of further rate hikes pushed down the Australian dollar to 69.56 US cents. For more, I spoke with Jamie Hanna, the Deputy Head of Investments and Capital Markets at VanEck.
Yeah, look, the market has been up relatively strongly today after the inflation announcement. It spiked directly after the announcement, but it slowly pulled back over the afternoon, but it's still up over 1%. Healthcare has been probably the strongest sector today, with CSL up over 7%. Consumer discretionary has also been particularly strong, with a number of names in that sector doing well, the likes of JB Hi-Fi up 4%. So all sectors today have been positive. So it's been a favourable response from the market after the inflation data.
That underlying figure remains high, though, and coupled with last week's strong employment figures, do you think it's enough to convince the RBA to hold fire next month? Like, what's the market expecting at that meeting?
Yeah, I think that the RBA will keep rates on hold now at the next meeting after today's data. The market is no longer pricing in another rate rise this year, but I think it's worth noting that today's inflation print shouldn't really be taking for progress. So while the headline inflation eased from 4% to 3.8%, the more important trim mean has been stuck at 3.6%, which is well above the RBA's 2 to 3% target. So the fact that underlying inflation has failed to ease is a bit of a concern. So inflation seems entrenched in Australia at this point. And so while the market has swung today on the back of, you know, no new rate hikes, I still think there's a chance that we're going to see one before year end.
The Aussie dollar weakened following the data drop. It's often seen as a proxy for global risk appetite. What is it telling us about how investors are feeling now?
Yeah, look, I mean, the Aussie dollar did weaken today against the USD. It dropped about 0.5%, falling from about 69.7 to 69.5. So it's not a big move. But when we have higher interest rates in Australia than the US. So the market's pricing in that rates in Australia might fall a little bit now. So the AUD has been sold off as investors are expecting lower rates in Australia now. Now, there's a lot going on with foreign exchange rates, and economics and politics play a big part. So it's kind of always difficult to tie down exact reasons for currency movements.
The sell-off in semiconductor and AI-related stocks continues. Overnight, we saw the tech-heavy Nasdaq close lower, and today some of the regional markets, like the KOSPI as well, have been smashed. Do you think investors are suffering from AI fatigue?
Look, the semiconductor market has certainly been weaker over the past month. I mean, it's pulled back around 20%. But if you still look at the results over the past year, the semiconductor market's up 80%, even despite this pullback. So it's only fallen a small percentage of the gain. Today's South Korean market has been driven lower by SK Hynix, which is a big semiconductor company, which released some results. And their profit increased by 550%, and it set new records. But the market really expected more, and hence the price has fallen and it dragged down the whole South Korean market with it. But I don't think it's fatigue, as there's still a long-term structural growth story in semiconductors and the AI story. So there's just huge expectations at the moment, despite record numbers. So I think the market has just been wanting more. But there's no doubt that this consolidation period in some of the semiconductor and AI names is probably good for the market, but it still has a lot to play out over the coming years.
Reporting season has unofficially kicked off. Rio Tinto today posted its biggest half-year earnings in 4 years. It's being described as one of the biggest reporting seasons in years. What do you think about that, and what kind of things will you be looking out for in the coming weeks?
Yeah, look, I mean, if we start with Rio Tinto today, it was a solid earnings result. They've certainly done well on the back of their copper and aluminium, and they've really increased their dividends. So I think the reporting season is going to be a mixed affair, as some companies like Rio Tinto will have benefited from the war in the Middle East and increasing, prices, while other companies in Australia are going to be negative and negatively impacted by this. I mean, the higher inflation in Australia will certainly dampen some results. So what we're looking for is companies with solid earnings durability. But the early reporting season this year, there were some wild swings after the results, and it's difficult to see that this could change this time. So, look, we're potentially expecting some winners and losers, as you'd expect from the reporting season, but there's probably going to be some continued volatility.
Finally, what are you telling your clients at the moment, and where are the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, look, in this environment, I think investors should favor companies with pricing power and solid recurring revenues and possibly exposure to essential services. So companies like Telstra, Transurban and Coles, for example, they might weather the volatility better. There's also a really strong case for quality companies. Those companies with low debt, stable earnings and high return on equity, they tend to be more defensive, and they do well in any slowdown in the economy.
That was Jamie Hanna from VanEck, and he wraps up the podcast for this Wednesday. Give it a like, a review and subscribe if you enjoy it. And don't forget, you can watch On The Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. Thank you for joining me.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact...
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, as Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.